Hey, know-it-all. Are you smarter than Andy Summers? Prove it.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. It is time for Are You Smarter Than Andy? We bring in from Southampton. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
All right, Mike. So here's the deal. Andy is finally out of the studio. It's just you, me, producer Donnie in here. I got five questions coming your way. Once you're done with them, we'll bring Andy back in the studio, give her the same five questions. You do have to get more right to be smarter than Andy. Mike, let's go.
All right.
Question one. Bananas are curved because they try to grow toward the sun. Is that true or false?
Let's go with true.
Question two. What's the name of the singer who gave us these lyrics to his 2019 hit? Birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me.
Luke Bryan.
Question three. Which city has a higher population? Phoenixville, Downingtown, or Ridley Park? Again, you got Phoenix.
I'm gonna go with Phoenixville.
All right. Question four. Nora O'Donnell anchors the national evening news for which network?
CBS.
And question five, the point for this goes to whoever gets closest to the correct answer. How many ants can a giant anteater consume in one day?
let's go with 1,000.
All right. I like that question too much. All right, man, you are set. Producer Donnie's headed to the door to bring Andy back in. Andy.
Yes, Dave.
Please say hello to Mike.
Hi, Mike. How'd you do?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous, Andy.
So am I, Mike. So am I.
All right, Andy, here we go.
Yeah.
Question one.
All right.
Bananas are curved because they try to grow toward the sun. Is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true. Sounds
Mike
right.
Also said it was true, and yes, that is true. So I guess if you have a straight banana, that's a dumb one. Question two. What's the name of the singer who gave us these lyrics to his 2019 hit? Wait. Birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me.
Oh, that is Luke Bryan.
That is Luke Bryan, yes, as Mike also knew.
It took a lot for you to not say it like Luke Bryan.
I know, I'm trying so hard. I didn't want to give it away. Birds need bees and ice. All right. Question three. Which city has a higher population? Phoenixville, Downingtown, or Ridley Park?
Oh, brother. Phoenixville?
Has 17,000.
Okay.
Downingtown has 8,000. Ridley Park has 7,000.
Yes!
So, yes, it is Phoenixville, as Mike also knew.
Oh, Mike.
Tied at three to question four.
Okay.
Nora O'Donnell anchors the national evening news for which network?
I think she's on CBS.
CBS is correct. This is so stressful. I'm sweating.
What is the score? Where are we?
4-4, headed to the fifth and final question.
I'm not kidding. I'm pitting right now.
The point and the win.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pitting?
Perspiration on my armpits. That's what that means.
Goes to whoever gets closest to the correct answer. Andy.
Mike, are you pitting as well?
Yes, I am.
Andy, are you ready?
No. Yes.
How many ants can a giant anteater consume in one day?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go like 500,000 ants, because I don't think it's a million. Is it a million? Is it 5 million? Is it 7 million? 500,000.
Okay. According to, by the way, Mike's answer was 1,000. So his answer is 1,000.
More than that.
Yours is 500,000.
500,000.
And again, whoever gets closest to the correct answer.
Anteaters are big.
That's very true. According to National Geographic.
A million. Is it a million?
The correct answer is 35,000. Which means Mike is actually closer.
Wow.
Amazing.
So, Mike, maybe the first time that someone's gone perfect on you, Andy.
Oh,
final score is Mike 5, Andy 4. Andy, could you please say something to Mike? Please.
Oh, I don't want to. My name is Andy. And I am not smarter than Mike.
Yeah!
I don't even feel badly about this loss, if I'm completely honest.
Thank you, Andy. I love you guys. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.